sophomore. Will Hamlin, a sophomore. Renee Award, a senior. Abby Doster, a senior. And Charlie Smith, a junior. So Paige Bishop, Will Hamlin, Renee Award, Abby Doster, and Charlie Smith. Lady Tigers, 4-7, and coached by Corey Schultz. For Schuyler County, ladies, it'll be Raina Small, a junior. Taylor Roberts, a junior. Ashlyn Laws, a senior. J.C. Morris, a senior. And Kate Hatfield, a senior. Raina Small, Taylor Roberts, Ashlyn Laws, J.C. Morris, and Kate Hatfield. Lady Rams come in with a record of 12-1, and coached by Thomas Kirkland. So both teams have been introduced. We're set to play basketball right on time as Ashlyn Laws will jump center for Schuyler County and Abby Doster will jump center for Scotland County. Set back and relax. Three ball games for you. Bang, bang, bang tonight on KMEM. So 8 minutes on the clock. The pieces are set. And the ball is up tip. It's controlled by Schuyler County, but off of J.C. Morris's foot and picked up by Scotland County. It's paid to Bishop. Gives it to Carly to Brent Aylward on the right wing. Back to Bishop, top of the key. Now a little 15-footer off the baseline. Got it, Quinn Hamlin. So 2 points for Quinn Hamlin. And here comes Schuyler County. J.C. Morris across the timeline. Bounce pass to Hatfield on the right wing. Kicks it back out to Small between the two circles. Now Morris inside the Hatfield out of the double team. Puts up a shot and got it. So 2 points for Kate Hatfield. Pressure by Schuyler County. Quinn Hamlin dribbles through a double team as she takes it right at Kate Hatfield. Now they kick it back off to Hamlin in the right corner to Doster inside the arc in the right wing. Now Brent Aylward for three on the way. And they call it a two. So 2 points for Brent Aylward. Little pressure by Scotland County. Kate Hatfield brings her across the timeline for the Lady Ram. Dribbles down to the right wing. Gives it to Morris on the right wing beyond the arc. And Morris will bring it out between the two circles. Bounce pass to Hatfield, left side of the circle. As Hatfield takes down the right lane, lays it up. Got it. 4 points for Kate Hatfield. Pressure by Schuyler County as Doster gives it to Bishop. Back to Doster. Bad pass. Stole away by Morris. As J.C. Morris will try a three. No good. And off of the rebound, Quinn Hamlin. Hamlin in a hurry down the far sideline. Hamlin bounced fast to Aylward, and she makes a bad pass, picked up by Hatfield to Morris. As Morris will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Scotland County. Lane is Small on the left wing, gets it inside. Two action Laws, puts it off class and got it. 2 points for Laws. Doster in the backcourt against Frazier. Bounced fast to Bishop, and bad pass thrown away by Kate Hatfield. Now bad pass by Small. And stolen away by Doster. Doster gives it to Bishop in the backcourt. As Paige Bishop. Bounce pass ahead to Doster between the two circles. Aylward has it in the right corner. Bad pass stolen away by J.C. Morris. As Morris will bring it across the timeline. Morris to the free throw line. Now Hatfield right side of the circle from 15. Got it. 6 points for Hatfield. 8-4. Got over the lead. Inbound pass comes to Hamlin. Hamlin to Paige Bishop, still in the backcourt. Across the timeline to the free throw line to Doster. And the pass is knocked away but picked up by Brynn Aylward on the right baseline. Now Aylward will try a three. No good. And Ashlyn Laws off the rebound to Morris. Morris will bring it across the timeline. Morris, guarded by Bishop, takes it down to the dotted line. A whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Paige Bishop. So Bishop picks up her first foul. Schuyler will inbound underneath her own basket. J.C. Morris will trigger as Morris looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Still looks. Gets it out to Laws in the right corner. Tried to get it back inside to Morris. And ball went right by Morris out of bounds. As Sydney Ashman will check in. Raina Small will check out for Schuyler County. Renee Award will inbound. Again, pressure by Schuyler. Gets it into Hamlin. As Quinn Hamlin will still with the dribble. Gives it up to Bishop. Bishop splits a double team and try to get it inside to Aylward. So throws it out of bounds. Turnover Scotland County. Well, maybe Schuyler County touched it. Evidently, they did. Rene Award will inbound. Award slaps the ball, looks at somebody. Still looks, gets it out to Hamlin, top of the key. Now, Hamlin takes it to the block. Picked up his shot, missed it. The foul may be on Kate Hatfield or Ashlyn Laws. It'll be on Ashlyn Laws. So Laws picks up her first foul. That'll send Quinn Hamlin to the line. She has 2 points, looking for three. Shot up, missed it. 4:44 left to play in the first quarter. Schuyler County 8, Collin County 4. That's Quinn Hamlin. 2 points, looking for three. Ice it, fires it, and missed it. Ashlyn Laws off the rebound. Gets it out to Ashlyn. Ashlyn across the timeline. Down the right lane to the right block. Now a three-pointer by Roberts out of the right corner. Left is short. Ball's loose on the floor. Picked up by Doster. Ahead it goes to Bishop. All by herself. Lays it up. Got it. Paige Bishop with 2 points. J.C. Morris will bring it across the timeline. And bounce pass to Taylor Roberts inside the arc on the right wing. Now, Ashlyn Laws free throw line. Back to Roberts. She'll try another three. No good. Skips off, chips over the rim and picked up by Paige Bishop. Here come the Lady Tigers down by two. Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Finds Aylward in the right corner. Back to Bishop on the right wing beyond the arc. She'll try a three. No good. And Sydney Ashman off the rebound. Now it's Schuyler's turn as Ashman down the far sideline. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Paige Bishop. And that's her second. As into the ball game will come Charlie Holland. And out will go Carly Smith. So Holland in the ball game as J.C. Morris inbounds in the backcourt to Sydney Ashelman. As Ashelman will bring it across the timeline, bounce past the Laws at the free throw line. Back to Morris. Morris goes to the hoop, missed it, but picked up by Hatfield, puts it back up and in. 8 points for Kate Hatfield. Frazier again by Schuyler. As Paige Bishop dribbles down the far sideline and tried to give it back to Hamlin, stolen away by Ashman, and Ashman double dribbled it. So Raina Small will check back in. Also checking in is Kelsey Tallman. J.C. Morris and Taylor Roberts both set down. 3:15 left to play in the first quarters. Hamlin inbounds to Bishop. As Bishop gets across the timeline, gives it to Holland on the right wing. Now Doster, free throw line. Doster takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, and rebound tipped around, and out with it comes Ashlyn Laws, a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on. It's going to be on Bryn Aylward, I believe. Yes, it is. So Bryn Aylward picks up her first foul. Second team foul against Collin County. Frazier by the Lady Tigers. Inbounds to Kate Hatfield. Hatfield across the timeline. Gives it back to Small between the two circles. To Hatfield, right side of the circle. Left side of the circle goes to the Laws. On the left wing, the rain is Small. Now Tallman has it at the top of the key. Back to Ashelman. She dribbles in the center circle. Guarded by Hamlin. Small across the free throw line to Tallman on the right wing. Tallman walked with it. He's going to double team. Nice defense by Collin County. 2:30 left to play in the first quarter. Ben Aylward against Frazier. Gets it into Doster to Bishop. As Bishop will bring it across the timeline to the right wing. Now Holland from the corner, two. So Charlie Holland has 2 points, and it's a 2-point Schuyler County lead, 10-8. Schuyler with the basketball. Sydney Ashman brings it across the timeline. Five Laws on the right side of the circle, and she's tied up by Hamlin. They call a jump ball, alternating possession, stays with Schuyler County. So Sydney Ashelman will inbound. Gets it to Raina Small across the timeline to Ashelman. J.C. Morris gets set to check back in as Ashelman tried to lob it in to Hatfield. They're too high, stolen away by Bishop to Charlie Holland. Holland makes a bad pass, picked up by a Small, and a whistle and a foul. Powell's going to be on Abby Doster. So Doster picks up the foul. 14 foul against Collin County. Lane is small on the far sideline. Will inbound to Morris. 1:45 left to play in the first quarter. Morris brings it across the timeline. Bounce fast to Laws on the right wing. Now Roberts back in the game at the high post. Morris, 15-foot jumper on the way. Got it. J.C. Morris has 2 points. 12-8, Schuyler County with the lead. They haven't changed the scoreboard yet, but I know it's 12-8. As Bishop, on the free throw line, 15-footer on the way, no good. And Laws comes off the rebound. It's Laws down the far sideline. Waits for Morris, gives it to Small on the left wing. Small takes it down the right lane, throws up his shot, no good. And the rebound tipped around and out and saved in bounds by Laws off the hands of Kate Hatfield. And goes back out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball. As Laws will check out, Claudia Dixon checks in for the Lady Rams. Scoreboard still says 10-8. I think it's 12-8. As Hamlin gives it to Bishop. Bishop back to Hamlin, deep right wing. Hamlin between the two circles to Bishop between the two circles. Schuyler County in a 2-3 zone. As now Emma Harvey in the ball game, had the ball stolen away from her. Picked up by Raina Small, gives it to Morris. As Morris tried to take it down the left lane, slapped out of her hands, taken away by Scotland County. As Bishop, long pass to Hamlin. Now Holland for three, no good. And rebound tipped around by Morris. Morris will take it right to the hoop, place it up and got it. 4 points for J.C. Morris. It says 12-8. I'll check it at the break. Paige Bishop lost the ball down the right corner. Taken away by Kate Hatfield. And at the end of the first quarter, with the score, Schuyler County 12 and Schuyler County 8 back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Tonight's game is brought to you by these fine sponsors: Community Bank of Memphis, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, and Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis, Jay's Foods in Memphis, Mayberry Truck Farm, Farm Truck Accessories, Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions in Memphis, People's Bank of Wauconda, Canton, and Cahokia, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris, ATVs North of Memphis, The Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Memphis, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Mayberry Farms, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County R1 Schools, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. Now back to Donnie Middleton in North Shelby.
And welcome back, everybody. 34th annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. As we start the second quarter, first round girls game, this is a 4-5 matchup. Schuyler County leading Schuyler County 14-8. They got the score right at the break. And Carly Smith back in the ball game for the Lady Tigers. As Smith will inbound on the near sideline, gets it to Bishop. Bishop will walk it across the timeline. Bishop to the top of the key. Now Holland has it on the right wing beyond the arc. That away, Holland picks it back up, puts up the shot, missed it. Rebound, put back, and it goes down by Quinn Hamlin. 4 points for Hamlin. As Ashland Laws across the timeline, the right side of the circle. Taylor Roberts gives it back to Laws with a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Hamlin. That's her first. 15 foul against Scotland County. J.C. Morris will inbound underneath her own basket. As Morris gets the ball out to Laws at the top of the key. Laws gets it back to Morris. Morris guarded by Holland. As Morris gets it inside to Claudia Dixon. Now a little five-footer by Raina Small. Got it. 2 points for Raina Small. 16-10. As Scotter backs off the press. Paige Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Gets it to Smith, down on the left baseline, out to Doster. Now back against to Bishop. Smith has it on the left wing beyond the arc to Bishop. Bishop puts up the shot, missed it, and do the foul. So Bishop will go to the line. She'll shoot two shots. It may be on Claudia Dixon. And that's who is going to – nope. They're going to call it on J.C. Morris. So Morris picks up her first foul. First shot up by Bishop. It's no good. 6:59 left to play in the first half. 16-10. Schuyler County is the lead as Paige Bishop has 2 points, looking for three. Missed the second one. Claudia Dixon with a rebound. To Morris. Gets it down to Raina Small. Small picks it to the hoop off. Glass got it. 4 points for Raina Small. As Paige Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Hamlin for three on the way. Airballed it. It'll be Schuyler County basketball. Kate Hatfield and Sydney Ashman both check in. Claudia Dixon and Taylor Roberts both sit down. A little pressure by Schuyler County. Small gets it in to Hatfield, right back to Small. Small over across the timeline to Sydney Ashman. Picks up her dribble, gets it inside to Laws. Now Kate Hatfield takes it to the hoop, missed it. But Laws with a rebound, puts it back up and in. 4 points for Ashman Laws. As Bryn Aylward gets set to check in for Schuyler County. Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Holland in the right corner, inside to Doster. Now back to Bishop. And a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Ashlyn Laws, I believe, and it will be. So Ashlyn Laws picks up her second personal foul. Third team foul against Schuyler County. Smith checks out. Brynn Aylward checks in, and she'll inbound underneath her own basket. Gets it to Doster at the top of the key. Doster tried to go inside to Hamlin, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on J.C. Morris. So J.C. Morris just picked up her second personal foul. So now Taylor Roberts checks back in. J.C. Morris sets down. Lynn Aylward underneath her own basket. Gets it to Bishop for three out of the right corner. No good. Long rebound. Taken by Bishop. She takes it in the left corner for a two. Airballed it. And out with the rebound comes Ashlyn Law. Gets it to Sydney Ashelman. As Ashelman will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Small for three on the way off the right wing. In and out. No good. And Paige Bishop off the rebound. 5:35 left to play in the first half. 20-10. Schuyler with the lead. Scotland with the basketball. 2-3 zone by Schuyler County. Hamlin has it on the left wing. Left side of the circle to Bishop. Inside to Doster. Puts the shot up. Got it. 2 points for Abby Doster. 20-12. Schuyler with the lead. That's Hatfield. We'll bring it across the timeline. Hatfield against Doster. Kicks ball inside to Laws. Put up the shot. Missed it. But due to the foul. The foul may be on Paige Bishop. No, it won't be. Maybe on Charlie Holland. Yep, that's who got it. So Charlie Holland has her first foul of all game as Laws with 4 points, looking for five. Shots up, got it. 5 points for Ashlyn Laws. 21-12, Schuyler County with the lead. 5:08 left to play in the first half. Laws five, looking for six, and got it. 6 points for Ashlyn Laws. Back to a 10-point Schuyler lead. Paige Bishop will walk it across the timeline. All right, post to Doster. Hamlin on the right wing. Now they dump it inside to Doster. Puts it up, got it. 4 points for Abby Doster, and now a timeout on the floor. 4:53 left to play in the first half. Schuyler County 22 and Schuyler County 14 back in 60 seconds with K&M Sports.
School's back in session, and that means it's time to study up on school bus safety. Follow these tips to keep school buses and kids safe. Stop at least 20 feet from a bus displaying red flashing lights or with its stop arm extended. Remember, you must stop when approaching from both the rear and from the opposite direction on undivided roads. Red flashing lights on buses indicate students are either entering or exiting the bus. Do not attempt to drive around a bus. Altering your route or schedule to avoid a bus is one way to improve safety. In doing so, you won't find yourself behind a bus and, as a result, potentially putting children at risk. Pay attention for pedestrians. Watch for school crossing patrols and pedestrians and reduce speeds in and around school zones. And remember, it's the law to stop for pedestrians. The law applies to all street corners for both marked and unmarked crosswalks. A life-saving message from Schuyler County R1 Schools and KMEM Radio.
Back at North Shelby High School, Quinn Hamlin almost stole the ball away. Goes out of bounds, but they say last touch by Schuyler County. So nice defense by Hamlin. As Hamlin will inbound to Bishop. Paige Bishop across the timeline to Holland on the right wing in the right corner to Aylward. Bishop at the top of the key, bounce pass to Hamlin across the free throw line. Now Holland will try a three. Full time. 5 points for Charlie Hamlin. 22-17, a 5-point Schuyler County lead with the basketball. Sydney Asherman will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Bishop across the free throw line. Now Hatfield, 10-footer, got it. 10 points for Kate Hatfield. 24-17, exactly 4 minutes left to play in the first half. That's Bishop. Will walk it across the timeline, finds Holland on the deep right wing. Now pass back to Bishop between the two circles. Holland between the two circles. Hamlin on the left wing. Holland top of the key to Bishop on the left wing. Bounce pass inside, intended for Doster. Stolen away by Hatfield. It's to Ashman. She'll try a 15-footer. No good. And the rebound comes out to Raina Small on the left wing. To Ashman has it between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Scotland County. Bounce pass to Taylor Roberts. It's knocked out by her hand and out of bounds by Quinn Hamlin. So now J.C. Morris will check in. Raina Small checks back out. And Morris will inbound on the near sideline. It's in the backcourt to Ashelman. Sydney Ashelman will bring it across the timeline. Picks up a dribble on the left wing. Gets it inside to J.C. Morris. Puts up the shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Gives it to Hatfield. Fall away to him. Cutter got it. 12 points for Kate Hatfield. 26-17. Scott was the lead. 3 minutes left to play in the first half. Bishop gives it to Hamlin on the right wing. They swing it to Holland on the left wing. In the left corner, Taylor back to Holland. Between the two circles to Bishop. Hamlin on the right wing. Now Bishop stops, pops from 15. Missed it. And a rebound tipped around, and Doster comes away with it. Puts it up and in. 6 points for Abby Doster. 26-19, Schuyler with the lead in the basketball. Hatfield gives it back to Ashelman, still in the backcourt. Ashelman brings it across the timeline, guarded by Paige Bishop. Now in the paint, puts up the shot, got it. Nice move by Sydney Ashelman. She has two. 28-19, Bishop gives it to Holland on the right wing. Roster at the high post. Holland loses the handle on the basketball. Picked up by Morris. Morris gets it ahead to Ashelman. Ashelman on the left wing. Now Ashelman Ross puts it up and in. 8 points for Ashelman Ross. 30-19. Scott over the lead. Under 2 minutes left to play in the first half. Bishop to Holland on the right wing. Bounce pass to Brynn Aylward. She kicks that down. It'll be Scott of basketball. Emma Harvey gets set to check in for Scotland County. And Abby Doster will check out. Pressure by Scotland County as Morris will inbound to Ashelman. Ashelman guarded by Paige Bishop. Walks it across the timeline as she takes it to the left wing. Ashelman still with the dribble and a whistle and a foul maybe on Paige Bishop at will, and that's three fouls on Bishop. Sydney Ashelman will go to the line to shoot a 1-1 as Carly Smith will check in. Bishop will set down. 17 fouls against Collin County. So Sydney Ashelman with two, looking for three. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And the rebound tipped around, and Skyler comes away with it. Taylor Roberts on the right wing. Ashelman takes it down the left lane, lays it up, missed it. And now Gwen Hamlin and Sydney Ashelman both went after the ball. They call a jump ball as Sydney Ashelman brought the ball up. Gwen Hamlin went right over the back and hit the deck. And Lena Small checks in. Sydney Ashelman checks out. Going to be Skyler basketball on the alternating possession. 1:18 left to play in the first half. As Morris will inbound to Small in the left corner inside the Hatfield. Turns off, glass, got it. 14 points for Kate Hatfield. 32-19, Skyler with the lead. Here comes Quinn Hamlin. Gives it to Smith on the right wing. Now pops over top of the key. Now Holland on the left wing. Holland gets it into Harvey. Harvey couldn't hang on to it. Picked up by J.C. Morris. As Morris still in the backcourt. She's guarded by Holland. Tried to get it to Hatfield and does on the right wing. Out to Laws at the top of the key. Laws takes it down the right lane. Off glass, missed it. And the rebound tipped around, picked up by Kate Hatfield. To Morris. Morris will take it right to the hoop, plays it up, got it. 6 points for J.C. Morris. 34-19, Scott with the lead. Hamlin across the timeline. Holland has it on the right wing. Bounce inside. Hamlin off glass. Missed it. And J.C. Morris comes off with the rebound with 12 seconds. 11. Morris gets it ahead to Hatfield. Hatfield inside. It goes to Laws. Put up a shot. Missed it, but drew the foul. And Ashland Laws will go to the foul line to shoot a pair. And the foul is going to be on Bryn Aylward. So Bryn Aylward picks up her second personal foul. Ashland Laws with eight, looking for nine. She'll shoot a pair. First shot up. Got it. 9 points for Ashland Laws. As Kelsey Tallman will check in. And J.C. Morris will check out with 6 seconds left to play in the half. Nine, looking for 10 for Ashland Laws. Shots on the way, off the heel rim, no good. And Holland comes off the rebound, and she walked with it. So 4.5 seconds left to play in the half. Kelsey Tallman will inbound underneath her own basket. Tallman gets it into Hatfield, puts up the shot, no good. Rebound. Hatfield put up the shot, missed it. The foul's going to be on Emma Harvey. Maybe not on Emma Harvey. No, it's going to be on Charlie Holland. So Kate Hatfield will go to the line with 9/10 of a second left to play in the half. They shot good. 15 first half points for Kate Hatfield. In the ball game will come Piper Thompson for Scotland County. Holland will sit down. Next shot by Kate on the way. Got them both. 16 points for Kate Hatfield. And that's the end of the first half. With the score, Scotland County 37 and Scotland County 19. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Tired of the big box stores where you can never find anyone to help you? Stop by Jay's Foods in Memphis. There you'll be greeted with that small town local courtesy. Jay's Foods makes it convenient to get all your favorite recipes filled with so many delicious products available. They've got fresh, delicious produce, mouth-watering steaks, lots of canned and frozen choices, And don't forget to stop by the deli. It's worth a stop for a quick snack or a meal to take home. James Foods in Memphis, open 7 days a week for everyone's shopping convenience.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old. You drive past area factories lately, there's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition free for Iowa residents. Visit SCC, you don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at scciowa.edu.
Tired of the big box stores where you can never find anyone to help you? Stop by James Foods in Memphis. There you'll be greeted with that small town local courtesy. James Foods makes it convenient to get all your favorite recipes filled with so many delicious products available. They've got fresh, delicious produce, mouth-watering steaks, lots of canned and frozen choices. And don't forget to stop by the deli. It's worth a stop for a quick snack or a meal to take home. James Foods in Memphis, open 7 days a week for everyone's shopping convenience.
Welcome back, everybody. The 34th annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. We're at halftime of this first-round girls' game. And Schuyler County leading Schuyler County 37-19. Let's take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Schuyler County. Sydney Ashelman with 2 points. Wayne Small with four. Ashton Laws with 9, J.C. Morris with 6, and Kate Hatfield with 16. For Schuyler County, Paige Bishop with 2 points, Quinn Hamlin with 4, Charlie Holland with 5, Ben Aylward with 2, and Abby Doster with 6. Scoring's going like this. Schuyler County led 14-8 after one quarter. Schuyler County outscored Scotland 23-11 in the second quarter. And the Lady Rams lead here at halftime, 37-19. Back with more in 2 minutes. This is KMM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto, and equipment coverage. Property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
As a small business owner, the last thing you need is to be charged for being successful. That's why at Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, we don't have all those annoying fees on our business checking accounts. We understand the amount of time and energy you are investing in our community with your business. Let us help you make it grow. Stop by one of our 7 locations in Northeast Missouri today and ask about our small business checking accounts. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes: teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old. You drive past area factories lately, there's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition free for Iowa residents. Visit SCC, you don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at scciowa.edu.
Welcome back, everybody, to North Shelby. We're at halftime of this girls' first-round game. And again, it's a 4-5 matchup. The fourth seed, Schuyler County ladies, leading number 5, Schuyler County, 37-19. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Schuyler County Lady Rams, Schuyler County Lady Tiger Basketball, on your sports leader for Northeast Missouri, Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. Coming up next, it's a boys' first-round game, and Schuyler County, the number 2 seed, will take on Scotland County, the number 7 seed. That's the game following this one. Then we'll have a third game for you tonight at 7:30. Girls, there'll be a 1-8 matchup. South Shelby Lady Cardinals, I guess they're calling themselves now. South Shelby, the number 1 seed on the girls' side, playing number 8 in Knox County. Then the final game tonight, the boys, of course, first-round game, a 3-6 matchup. North Shelby, the number 3 seed, playing Marion County, the number 6 seed. So, 3 games for you tonight. Then coming up tomorrow night, we'll have 1 game for you. That'll be at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. The boys' first-round game, 4-5 matchup. Number 4, South Shelby, will play number 5 in Knox County. Then, no matter how these first 3 games go tonight, these 2 teams are going to split. So, it's just a done deal, I think. On Wednesday night, we'll have all 4 games for you from the North Shelby Tournament, starting out with a girls' consolation semifinal. And the loser of this game will take on the loser of South Shelby, Knox County, at 4:30. Then at 6 o'clock, it'll be a boys' championship semifinal. The winner of Schuyler County, Scotland County, will play the winner of North Shelby and Marion County. Then at 7:30, we'll have a girls' championship semifinal. The winner of the South Shelby Knox County game will play the winner of this game between Schuyler County and Scotland County. Then at 9 o'clock, a boys' consolation semifinal. The loser between Schuyler County, Scotland County, and North Shelby and Marion County. And then Thursday night, we'll have one more game for you. Knox County boys are just in a wrong spot. If they win, they'll play at 6 o'clock on Thursday night. If they lose, they play at 9 o'clock on Thursday night. And then, of course, come Friday, we'll start the trophy games with 2 consolation and 2 third-place games. Then finally, we get to Saturday night. Girls' championship will be 6 o'clock on Saturday night. The boys' championship to follow at about 7:30. 37-19. Tyler County with the lead, and I'll be back with the third quarter in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Whether you're thinking of buying, improving, or refinancing, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has the terms and rates to put your plan into action for vehicle loans, home loans, personal loans, and ag loans. 7 Northeast Missouri locations have experienced staff ready and waiting to serve you in Cahoka, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland, serving the rural community for over 100 years. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back, everybody. 34th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament is just about set to start the third quarter, and the Scotland County girls just now coming out of the locker room. So they've got about 30 seconds. Of course, Corey Schultz has had a lot to say to them. You see, they had them in the locker room the whole time. As Scotland County breaks their huddle, Corey Schultz has a few more words to say to his 5 that will be out. I look for the starters to be back on the floor. Paige Bishop, Lady Tigers point guard, playing with 3 personal fouls. So, yep, Paige Bishop, Abby Doster, Ben Aylward, Carly Smith, and Quinn Hamlin all coming back on the floor. Schuyler County has their starters back. Scotland will have the basketball. Hamlin inbound DuPage Bishop. That's Bishop. Bounce past to Hamlin on the right wing, to Bishop on the right wing, to Hamlin in the right corner. As Hamlin tried to dribble through a double team, and she picked up a foul. The foul's going to be on Kate Hatfield. So Hatfield picks up her first foul. Aylward underneath her own basket to Hamlin on the right wing. Hamlin to Aylward. We'll try a three. No good. High off the rim. And Ashlyn Laws off the rebound. Gets it to Raina Small. He gives it to J.C. Morris. As Morris will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Scotland. Top of the key, Hatfield. Taylor Roberts puts up a shot from the dotted line. Kissed it home and counts, and she fouled. Taylor Roberts will go to the line. As the foul is going to be on Quinn Hamlin. Second on Quinn Hamlin. First points for Taylor Roberts. That's free throw up. It's no good. And Paige Bishop off the rebound. 39-19, Scott over the lead. As Bishop across the timeline. Takes it to the dotted line. Puts up the shot. Blocked by J.C. Morris. But they're going to call the foul on Morris. And that's her third. So three fouls on Morris. And Paige Bishop will be at the line. She has two looking for three. Got it. 3 points for Paige Bishop. 39-20. Scotto with the lead. Bishop's second free throw up. No good. Kate Hatfield the rebound. Gives it to Morris. As Morris takes it to the top of the key. Now he gives it to Hatfield. Hatfield takes it down. The right lane lays it up and got it. 18 points for Kate Hatfield. Paige Bishop bends it across the timeline. Gives it to Hamlin on the right wing. Hamlin will bring it out between the two circles. Takes it back in the right corner. Trying to get it inside to Doster. Kicked out of bounds by Hatfield. The Grant Aylward will inbound underneath her own basket. Aylward gives it to Hamlin inside the arc in the right corner. Trying to get it back to Aylward. Pass kicked out of bounds by Kate Hatfield. So Glenn Aylward again will inbound. Gets the ball out, tried to get it to Doster. Batted away, but picked up by Hamlin on the left wing to Smith. Free throw line to Doster, puts up the shot, no good. Taylor Roberts off the rebound to J.C. Morris. As Morris will bring it across the timeline. Morris around a pick set by Laws. 15-footer, no good. The rebound comes off to Aylward. Aylward gives it to Bishop. 41-20, Scotland with the lead as Bishop with the basketball. Brings it across the timeline. High post to Doster. Hamlin on the right wing. Now Bishop back to Doster, top of the key. Doster gets it inside to Aylward, kicks it back out to Smith. Inside it goes to Bishop, put up a shot rejected by Kate Hatfield. Trying to get it back to Doster, stolen away by Morris. And loose ball was picked up by Roberts. Gets it across the timeline. Delaney Small on the right wing. Small running five-footer. I think maybe Aylward got a hand on it. Left it short. And here comes Scotland County. Paige Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Bishop gets it to Doster. Doster to the dotted line. Now Hamlin will try a three. No good. And J.C. Morris off the rebound. As Morris waits for the defense to flow by. Bounce past the Hatfield at the free throw line. Give him go back to Laws. Missed the shot. And then Aylward off the rebound. To Paige. Paige Bishop takes it top of the key. Had the ball stolen away by Small. Gives it to Morris. She pulls up in the right-hand corner. Gives it back out to Small on the deep right wing. And Small back to Morris. Morris gives it to Hatfield, and Morris walked with it. I think she thought about the three and then saw Kate Hatfield. And by that time, it was kind of too late. Small and Morris both check out. Sydney Eichelman and Kelsey Tallman both check in. Bishop gives the ball to Hamlin on the left wing. To Bishop, now to Smith between the two circles. To Brent Aylward, inside Doster, put up a shot blocked by Hatfield. Gives it out to Hamlin. Hamlin in among the trees. Gives it to Doster. Bad pass, knocked away, and picked up by Tallman. Tallman gives it to Eichelman. As Eichelman finds Laws on the right wing. Laws dumps it off to Tallman, back to Laws. And now ball tipped away by Hamlin. And Scotland County wants a timeout. 4:08 left to play in the third quarter. It's Scotland County 40. Well, 41 rather, in Scotland County 20. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMN Sports.
We rely on millions of working people each day to help keep America strong and growing. When operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Keep safety first, always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
4:08 left to play in the third quarter. Girls' first-round game from North Shelby Tournament. Scotland County leading Scotland County 41-20, and Scotland County will have the basketball as Carly Smith will inbound to Paige Bishop. And Bishop brings it across the timeline to Smith on the deep right wing. To Bishop to the left wing to Hamlin. Back to Bishop between the two circles. Wren Aylward gets it inside to Doster and now tried to hand it off to Bishop coming down the lane, and she threw it out of bounds. So turnover, Scotland County. Taylor Roberts will inbound to Eichelman. Eichelman across the timeline to Roberts on the deep left wing. Roberts inside the arc and will let him inbound fast to Hatfield, to the Laws in the left corner. Puts it back out to Tallman between the two circles. To Roberts on the right wing. Roberts passed up the three. Gives it to Tallman. Now Laws. Inside it goes. Hatfield kicks it back out to Eichelman. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Bounce over the backboard. And it'll be Scotland County basketball. 3:24 left to play in the third quarter. We've been at 41-20 for quite a while. Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Ryan Smith on the left wing had a pass stolen away by Tallman to Eichelman. Here comes Scotland County up by 21. Eichelman to the right wing. Laws on the right wing. Laws had the ball. That was tapped away by Brent Aylward. And Laws tried to corral it. All she could do was push it out of bounds. So it's Scotland County basketball. As Taylor Roberts and Law step down. Back in the ball game as a three on the way. Bullseye by Brent Aylward. She has five. And it's 41-23. It's Eichelman guarded by Bishop. Bounce past the Morris on the left wing. Left side of the circle goes to Hatfield. Hatfield turns, puts up a full five-foot jumper. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It's Claudia Dixon back in the ball game. Last one to touch it. 2:30 left to play in the third quarter. 41-23. Scott over the lead. They've been stuck on 41 for a long time. Scotland County stuck on 20 for a long time. Aylward gets it inside to Doster. Now 15-footer for Bishop. No good. Dixon comes off the rebound. Dixon is tied up by Doster. And all related possession comes back to Scotland County. It's Scotland County. A little pressure. Now everybody goes back on defense except Paige Bishop. As Ashman gives it to Kate Hatfield. Now J.C. Morris cut off on the left baseline. Morris will try a three on the way. Bullseye! 9 points for J.C. Morris. Back to a 21-point Scotland County lead. 1:50 left to play in the third quarter. Bishop to Holland on the right wing. Now backdoor play intended for Hamlin. Lost it, stolen away by Kate Hatfield. Tallman gives it to Eichelman. Now Hatfield, 15-footer on the way and got it. 20 points for Kate Hatfield. 46-23, Scotland with the lead. Scotland with the basketball. spaceship. We'll bring it across the timeline. Emma Harvey gets set to check back in. Holland on the right wing. The Bishop in the corner. It goes to Brent Aylward for three. Airballed it. And out with it comes J.C. Morris. As Morris takes it to the left wing. Morris bounced past Ashelman at the top of the key. 60 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Ashelman dribbles to the right wing. Out pops Hatfield. Gets it inside to Claudia Dixon. Turns, puts it up and got it. 2 points to Claudia Dixon. 48-23. Skyler with the lead. Bishop brings it across the timeline. Then Aylward tried to do a give and go back to Hammond. Stolen away by Ashelman. Then Ballman. And Ballman had it knocked out of her hands. Goes out of bounds. So the Skyler basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Hatfield and Tallman both check out. Raina Small will check back in. Morris tried to get it in to Dixon and does. Then try to get back to Morris. Stolen away by Hamlin. Hamlin will take it to the hoop. As Morris tried to block Hamlin's shot, and she just picked up her fourth foul. So four fouls on J.C. Morris. As Quinn Hamlin will go to the line, she has four, looking for five. She'll shoot a pair or shot on the way. Pinballs in and out, no good. 27 seconds left to play in the third quarter. J.C. Morris checks out, and Taylor Roberts checks in. As Hamlin, second shot on the way, got it. 5 points for Quinn Hamlin. Sydney Ashelman gets it. To Taylor Roberts on the right wing. Back to Ashelman between the two circles. Ashelman. Underneath it goes to Law. Put up a shot. Missed it. And the foul's going to be on Quinn Hamlin. No, they're not. It's going to be on Emma Harvey. So Emma Harvey picks up her first foul. So Ashelman Law's with 9 looking for 10. First shot up. Left it short. 15.1 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 48-24. Skyler County with the lead. As Ashelman Laws, 9 looking for 10. Shots on the way. Got it. 10 points for Ashelman Laws. Pressure by Skyler County. Paige Bishop runs it across the timeline. Gets it to Hamlin. Hamlin underneath to Emma Harvey. Put up a shot and missed it. And Ashelman Laws off the rebound. As now a prayer thrown up at the buzzer by Ashelman, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Skyler County 49, Skyler County 24. Back in a moment. This is KLM Sports.
School's back in session, and that means it's time to study up on school bus safety. Follow these tips to keep school buses and kids safe. Stop at least 20 feet from a bus displaying red flashing lights or with its stop arm extended. Remember, you must stop when approaching from both the rear and from the opposite direction on undivided roads. Red flashing lights on buses indicate students are either entering or exiting the bus. Do not attempt to drive around a bus. Altering your route or schedule to avoid a bus is one way to improve safety. In doing so, you won't find yourself behind a bus and as a result potentially putting children at risk. Pay attention for pedestrians. Watch for school crossing patrols and pedestrians and reduce speeds in and around school zones. And remember, it's the law to stop for pedestrians. The law applies to all street corners for both marked and unmarked crosswalks. A life-saving message from Schuyler County R1 Schools and KMEM Radio.
49-24, Schuyler County leading Schuyler County as we start the fourth and final quarter. And Schuyler County will have the basketball as Quinn Hamlin will inbound on the near sideline. The Bishop back to Hamlin. Try to get it back to Bishop. Knocked away. Picked up by Aylward to Bishop. Now Holland has it on the left wing. Aylward at top to key. Hamlin on the right wing beyond the arc. Gives it back to Bishop. They swing it back to Bishop. Now try to three. And Hamlin comes off the rebound. She tried to put it back. And she drew the foul. There's a foul. That'll be the fourth team foul against Scott County. The foul's going to be on Raina Small. First shot up, got it. So Raina Small picked up the foul. And for Quinn Hamlin, that's six. Claudia Dixon will check out. Kate Hatfield checks back in. Hamlin's second free throw, got them both. 7 points for Quinn Hamlin. Now Abby Doster will check in. And Emma Harvey will sit down. 7:39 left to play. A little pressure by Scotland County. Laws in a triple team. Is it to Hatfield? Now on the right baseline, Roberts back to Hatfield. And not a pass knocked away, picked up by Holland. Now a bad pass. It was kicked and picked back up by Taylor Roberts, and a whistle and a foul. Roberts was fouled, and maybe, nope, we're going to call it on Hamlin. So Gwen Hamlin picks up her third personal foul. So Taylor Roberts will inbound on the near sideline, gets it to Eichelman. Sydney Eichelman picks up the dribble, gets it to Kate Hatfield. Now Raina Small to Hatfield. Inside it goes to Laws, and Laws lost her footing, falls down. They call it for the travel. Of course, it goes back to Scotland. So Gwen Aylward inbounds to Bishop. Bishop across the timeline. Hamlin on the left wing beyond the arc. Back to Bishop between the two circles. To the right wing to Holland. And right corner it goes to Aylward. Aylward bounced fast back to Holland. Knocked out of bounds by Taylor Roberts. So the Scotland basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. It's Quinn Hamlin will trigger. Hamlin bounced fast to Aylward in the right corner. Back to Hamlin. Lost the ball, now he picks it back up, gets it back to Bishop between the two circles. Bishop to Holland on the left wing. Aylward in the left corner. Back to Bishop, 15-footer on the way, no good. And Sydney Eichelman runs down the rebound, knocked out of her hand. And they say last touch by Sydney Eichelman. The Ren Aylward will inbound underneath her own basket. 49-26, Skyler with the lead. Aylward gets it out to Hamlin. Hamlin takes it right at Hatfield, but I think she was fouled on the floor. Maybe Taylor Roberts. No, it'll be Raina Small. So Small picks up her second personal foul. Aylward again underneath her own basket. Gets it to Holland. Puts up a little five-foot jumper over Hatfield. Missed it. And the rebound goes out of bounds off of Sydney Eichelman. So Bryn Aylward again will inbound underneath her own basket for Scotland County. Aylward gets into the left corner. Bishop to Hamlin. Now Aylward tries a three. And a whistle and a foul. The foul, is it on Raina Small again? Nope. It's going to be on Iceland Laws, and that's her third. That's a 16 foul against Scotland County. So Aylward underneath her own basket, to inbound. Aylward looks for somebody. Gets it to Bishop. She'll try a three on the way. No good. And Kate Hatfield off the rebound. Gets it out to Small. Ahead it goes to Roberts. Roberts will put up the shot and walk with it. 6-11 left to play. Like this game, maybe it's a little sloppy. Now bad pass thrown away by Raina Small, and she throws it right back to Abby Doster. The Bishop. Whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Taylor Roberts. So Roberts picks up her first foul. 17th foul against Schuyler County. And now Schuyler County wants a timeout. 6:01 left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 49, Schuyler County 26. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small-town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
Start the new year off-road with a new Polaris Ranger from Slayton Polaris. Right now, get $750 in free accessories on select Ranger 1000 models. With an unmatched combination of power, comfort, convenience, and strength, the Ranger XP 1000 finishes the biggest jobs, rides the toughest trails, and outlasts the longest days. Order yours today at Slayton Polaris. Offers vary by model. See Slayton Polaris for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
6:01 left to play in the ball game. Scotland County ladies 49, Scotland ladies 26, and Paige Bishop at the line to shoot a 1-1. She has 3 points, looking for four. First one's up, no good, and Laws comes off the rebound. Laws it picked up by Hatfield down to a wide open Raina Small, puts it up and got it. 6 points for Raina Small. 51-26 shot. Placed by Schuyler County. As Doster had it at the timeline, and she would just kind of straddle it through the backcourt. As still, you can do that. And then Paige Bishop walked with it. So Sydney Ashelman with the basketball. Almost walked with it. Raina Small has it on the left wing. Small bounced past the Laws on the left wing inside the arc. Laws kicks it over to Ashelman, puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. Sydney Ashelman will go to the line and shoot a pair as foul's going to be on Abby Doster, and that's her second. As Sydney Ashelman with two looking for three. First shot on the way, missed it. 5:29 left to play in the ball game. As Ashelman again, two looking for three. Shot up, got it. 3 points for Sydney Ashelman. Raised here by Schuyler County. In the backcourt is Charlie Holland. Across the timeline to the deep left wing is Aylward. Dribbles into the left corner, kicks it back out to Bishop, top of the key. Bishop takes it down the right lane. Now Hamill will try a three. Got a bullseye. Yes, he did. Nice shot by Quinn Hamlin. 10 points for Hamlin. Laws takes it down the right lane. The right block would have been shot, missed it. And the foul's going to be on Bryn Aylward, and that's her third. So three fouls on Aylward, and Ashlyn Laws will be at the line. She has 10, looking for 11. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 11 points for Ashlyn Laws. As Carly Smith checks in, and Renee Award checks out for Scotland County. 11, looking for 12 for Ashlyn Laws. Shot on the way, left is short, and rebound taken by Charlie Holland. Just ahead to Hamlin. Hamlin bounced fast, tried to find Bishop. 2-on-1 fast break, went by Bishop and out of bounds. A little pressure in the backcourt by Scotland County. 4:52 left to play in the game. Ashelman gets it in to Tallman. Back to Ashelman, back to Tallman. As Tallman gets it across the timeline to Laws. Now off the baseline, Taylor Roberts put up a shot, missed it from 12. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. As Charlie Holland will inbound. 53-29. Schuyler with the lead. 4:35 left to play in the game. Bishop brings it across the timeline. Puts the double team. Takes it right to the hoop. Lays it up and got it. 5 points for Paige Bishop. Tallman bounced past the Laws between the two circles. Laws back to Tallman on the right wing. Inside it goes to Roberts. Roberts gives it back to Tallman. Tallman underneath the wide open. Sydney Ashelman took it up and in. 5 points for Ashelman. 55-31. Scott with the lead is Bishop. Will come across the timeline. Picked up by Tallman to the right wing. Down the right corner, driving the baseline. It's Hamlin put up his shot, missed it. And Kate Hatfield comes off the rebound to Ashelman. Ashelman gives it to Roberts on the right wing. Back to Ashelman to the left wing. To Hatfield, and Hatfield walks with it. So J.C. Morris checks back in for Skyler. Emma Harvey checks in for Scotland. Doster checks out for Scotland. And Ashman checks out for Skyler. They ship across the timeline to the right wing. Takes it to the hoop, put up a shot, rejected by Hatfield. But Carly Smith picks the ball up, picks it to Holland. Now running 10-footer by Bishop. Put up the shot, missed it. Then Scotland saved it in right to Taylor Roberts. After it's battered around, finally J.C. Morris gets it to the high post. It goes to Hatfield, three-pointer by Roberts, no good. And Tallman takes the ball in right to Hamlin. Hamlin against Morris, puts up the shot, got it. 12 points for Quinn Hamlin. Morris has four fouls, had to let her go. So now Ashley Laws has on the left wing. Top of the key, Morris gets it inside to Hatfield, just turns, puts it up, got it. 22 points for Kate Hatfield. 57-33, Scotland with the lead. Here comes Scotland County. Bishop dribbles down the right lane. Tried to get inside, but threw it right to Laws. Now Taylor Roberts on the right block gives it back to Morris. To Taylor Roberts for three. Bullseye! 5 points for Taylor Roberts. 59-33. Skyler with the lead. 2:15 left to play in the game. Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Holland on the right wing. Holland to a double team. Gives it back to Bishop. Tries a 15-foot jumper. No good. And Kate Hatfield off the rebound. Gives it to Morris. Morris will bring it across the timeline. Morris has it between the two circles. Roberts on the deep right wing. Kicks it back out to Tallman. Now Morris, 12-footer off the baseline, no good. But Kate Hatfield, the rebound, puts it up and in. 24 for Kate Hatfield. Give the assist to Ashland Laws. 61-33, Scotter with the lead. Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Holland, goes out of bounds. Turnover, gives it back to Scotter County. As coming into the ball game, Piper Thompson. Well, now we've got a timeout on the floor. 1:33 left to play in the ball game. Scotter County 61, Scotland County 33. Back in 1 minute. This is K&M Sports.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
Farming can be dangerous, so take time for safety. Look out for power lines before exiting a vehicle, when loading and transporting machinery, and when raising equipment arms, extensions, and truck beds. Use caution when handling irrigation pipe, ladders, or anything that could reach an overhead power line. Keep equipment at least 10 feet from power lines and use a spotter when moving tall loads. Keep safety first. Always. Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your proud Touchstone member.
Welcome back, everybody, to 34th Annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. 1:27 left to play in this first-round girls' game. Skyler leading 61-33 as ball inbounds and stolen away by Quinn Hamlin, and she tried to put up a shot and missed it. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Skyler basketball with 1:19 left to play in the game. Small inbounds to Morris. Back to Small. Small across the timeline. Tried to get it. Kate Hatfield stole away by Piper Thompson. And stolen back by Hatfield to Morris. Morris gets it to Claudia Dixon off glass. Got it. 4 points for Claudia Dixon. 63-33. Scott has the lead. Holland gets the ball to Fontana Wells. Now down to Payne. It goes to Hamlin. Puts it up and got it. 14 points for Quinn Hamlin. 45 seconds left to play. Wayne is Small. Dribbles to the right corner. Picks up the dribble. Gets it inside to Dixon. Dixon to Morris. Lays it up and got it. 11 points for J.C. Morris. 30 seconds left to play. Holland takes it right at Claudia Dixon, kicks it out to Thompson, and now Emma Harvey with the shot, missed it, and the rebound eventually gets in the hands of Kate Hatfield. To J.C. Morris, now Raina Small. Small on the right wing, and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Quinn Hamlin. That's her fourth. That's the end of the ballgame. With the final score, Schuyler County 65, Schuyler County 35. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise. The Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
School's back in session, and that means it's time to study up on school bus safety. Follow these tips to keep school buses and kids safe. Stop at least 20 feet from a bus displaying red flashing lights or with its stop arm extended. Remember, you must stop when approaching from both the rear and from the opposite direction on undivided roads. Red flashing lights on buses indicate students are either entering or exiting the bus. Do not attempt to drive around a bus. Altering your route or schedule to avoid a bus is one way to improve safety. In doing so, you won't find yourself behind a bus and, as a result, potentially putting children at risk. Pay attention for pedestrians. Watch for school crossing patrols and pedestrians and reduce speeds in and around school zones. And remember, it's the law to stop for pedestrians. The law applies to all street corners for both marked and unmarked crosswalks. A life-saving message from Schuyler County R1 Schools and KMEM Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. 34th annual Highland North Shelfian. I knew I did. I'll do it more times. North Shelfian State Basketball Tournament. It's the final game. One is complete as Schuyler County wins their 13th game of the year by defeating Scotland County 65-35. Taking a look at the scoring first for Schuyler County. Sydney Ashleman with 5. Raina Small with 6. Taylor Roberts with 5. Ashleman Walls with 11. J.C. Morris with 11. Claudia Dixon with 4, and Kate Hatfield with 24. For Scotland County, Paige Bishop with 5 points, Glenn Hamlin with 14, Charlie Holland with 5, Ren Aylward with 5, and Abby Doster with 6. Scotland County led 14-8 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Scotland 23-11 in the second quarter. Scotland led 37-19 at the half. In the third quarter, Scotland again outscored Scotland 12-5. Schuyler led 49-24 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, Schuyler outscored Scotland 16-11. And Schuyler County wins at 65-35. Schuyler County girls improved to 13-1. Schuyler County girls are 4-8. And coming up, it's Scotland County, Schuyler County boys. And Hunter will have that one in about 5 minutes. This is KMEM Sports.